My name is Glenn River, and I met Lisa a very long time ago. I lived just up the hill in Weston, and I don't remember exactly how we met, because I had seen her with Charles, and we had talked at art shows, and but then after a while, then we started visiting more regularly. I would come down to their studio, and they would stop by mine, and it wasn't too long before I realized that Lisa was indeed her own woman and her own artist. And Charles was very gracious to accept that. Of course, I don't think he had a choice, but he was always loved seeing her step out. And so the years rolled by, and we would show a little bit together. We showed at the Bridgeport Museum and the Westport and Weston Civic Center together, and I would go over and house it for them when they went away on trips, and then we would talk about travel and compare notes. And sometimes Lisa and I would disagree a little bit about truth and beauty, because I was sort of, you know, ready to get into a fight with I thought were the ills of the world, and sort of fight ugliness with ugliness. And she thought that that was a mistake. And probably some of our discussion was semantic, but anyway, that went on for about 30 years. And just last year, the last part of that, I would come over after Charles passed away, and I would bring a little art show with me and my guitar and sing some songs. And I was there, and I was looking at this one piece of sculpture she had in the backyard. It was a bird taking flight, and it looked like it had some flames underneath it. And I said, "Well, what's that? Is that a phoenix?" And she said, "No, that's St. Olga's bird." And I said, "Oh, St. Olga, I didn't know her." And she said, "Yes. She's the woman who brought Christianity to Russia." And I said, "Oh, well, what's the bird about?" And it turns out that the Baroness Olga had a feud with the people next door. They had murdered her husband because he had been levying unjust taxes. And so she was getting back at them, and ever after murdering most of the primary people involved, she kept punishing the town, and they were begging her to stop. And finally she says, "Okay, I'll stop if you give me all your house birds." So they would have nesting birds in their thatched roofs. And so they did that. And so she collected their birds, and she attached incendiary devices to them and set them free, and they all flew home and burned down the village. And so then she called it a day. Eventually she turned to Christianity and became famous as the woman who brought Christianity to Russia, and this was her sculpture. So I guess she really trumped me on that 30-year argument about how to do battle with beauty. So then I also, my mother was from New Mexico, and her daughter Angelisa had moved out to that area, and so I visited her and stayed with her and Howard for a while. and got to know a little bit more about Lisa through that lens, which was... And so it was all... when I had realized the seriousness and sort of breadth of Lisa's work, I sort of thought to myself, well, this is a really beautiful woman. And then as I got to know her a little bit and saw her in action and saw how gracious she could be, of course, that was reinforced. One of the things also is that artists in particular, but people in general, the greatness that they find in life, it doesn't come from the herd. It doesn't come from any external group. It comes from the people who know you. These are the people who realize that you've brought something profound to your life. And they're the ones who end up, who can testify to the validity of who we are. And Lisa was always very generous with that. So I will sing a song. I used to go sing, and this is called Bourbon Street. It was one of her favorites. It's just about people hanging out and getting along. Bourbon Street, the kids, they gotta meet. Well, a beer ain't cold, but the soda's sweet, so don't hassle a man. He's doing the best that he can down on Bourbon Street. Bourbon Street, Stacy got to be, yeah, little Nicky bopping around, pulling a leaf from the tree, and the artist next door, man, she got Dylan on the pull on down. They're on Bourbon Street. Yadra's got a smile. She gonna make it in style. Sag gonna help her with that lonely mile. Well, the onion don't show, man, but it sure do grow down on Bourbon Street. Look about the tenor's a star, and a man that didn't go on a rap, it'll be back the way things are. Well, the onion don't show, man, but it sure do grow down on Bourbon Street. Well, Bourbon Street, if I know, you gotta talk the language or it just don't go. Well, there's nothing on top, down on Bourbon Street. With its lot of dreams, what it schemes, yeah, you know the money, honey, it's just me falling out of the trees. Where's that seems? You gotta hang on to your dreams down on Bourbon Street. The baby got the smile, mama got the star.